Audio Renaissance presents To the Nines by Janet Ivanovich. Read for you by Lorelei King. My name is Stephanie Plum, and I was born and raised in the Chambersburg section of Trenton, where the top male activities are scarfing pastries and pork rinds and growing love handles. The pastry and pork rind scarfing I've seen firsthand. The love handle growing happens over time. Thank God for small favors. The first guy I saw up close and personal was Joe Morelli. Morelli put an end to my virgin status and showed me a body that was masculine perfection, smooth and muscular and sexy. Back then, Morelli thought a long-term commitment was 20 minutes. I was one of thousands who got to admire Morelli's best parts as he pulled his pants up and headed for the door. Morelli's been in and out of my life since then. He's currently in, and he's improved with age, butt included. So the sight of a naked ass isn't exactly new to me, but the one I was presently watching took the cake. Punky Balog had an ass like Winnie the Pooh, big and fat and furry. I knew about Punky's ass because I was in my new sunshine yellow Ford Escape, sitting across from Punky's dilapidated row house, and Punky had his huge poo butt plastered against his second-story window. My sometimes partner Lula was riding shotgun for me, and Lula and I were staring up at the butt in open-mouthed horror.
"Think he knows we're out here," Lula said. "Think maybe he's trying to tell us something."
Lula and I worked for my bail bonds agent cousin, Vincent Plum. Vinny's not the world's best bonds agent, and he's not the worst.